This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.
Some news with Steve N. Allen and Eric McIlroy. News the way it shouldn't be done.
Well, hello, good morning, and yes, we're back. Woo, well, I say we're back. Eric is still doing something related to babies. I don't really know what he does. And I'm not going to explain it anymore because it sounds dodgier if I don't explain it. So we'll just let him deal with those complaints. So it's Steve Allen and Robin Perkins in again. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, back again to look at some of the stuff that's being in the news. 3 hours of going through some news stories, of course, before we get anywhere near starting. There are some news stories. Thanks, Laurie. There are some news stories that we just won't be having any jokes on. For example, the additional drug scandals in UK athletics. Although it can't be that hard to get Paula Radcliffe to give you a urine sample, just follow up behind her with a cup during a marathon. You know, put the work in. Brooklyn Beckham says that he was taught how to cook by Gordon Ramsay. That's not all that. I cook like Gordon Ramsay. Not the nice food, but I do swear loads. Don't mock until you've tried my beep steak and my beep in chips. A new study claims that watching the Great British Bake Off makes you fat, which makes sense. Because I've been watching reruns of Top Gear, and now I kind of vaguely don't like foreign people. And there are plans to ban mobile phones in school. Yes, our children get a bad reputation about this, though. Do you realise our kids spend less time with mobile phones than children in China? Well, that's because over there, they're actually making them. So those are the stories that we probably won't be having any jokes on today, which is fair enough. But that doesn't stop us delving into a show where we're going to be looking at the news. Producer Adam is helming this puppy up today.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Not bad. You brought a really chilled vibe to it. I was up there. I've had two coffees today already. I was like, boo, ba-da-ba-doo. You are chilled. Well done.
I think it's... you're confusing chilled with sleep deprived.
Oh, okay. I often do that. So, yeah, that's true.
I mean, I'm very, very tired. But I'm looking forward to this show today.
We believe part of that sentence more than the other bit. It's weird, isn't it? Weird, that thrill. So, but you're the man who knows what's coming up on the show?
Yes.
Any ideas?
Yes. Well, we're going to be looking at the new Labour leader.
Oh, interesting.
Yes.
Old Beardy McBeardbeard.
Yes. Also...
Might not be his name.
No. I think his name's Gandalf.
Oh. You shall not pass. That's actually a good idea, to do a Gandalf impression whenever we're doing Corbyn stuff. That's well noted. We'll write that down. We'll remember that. That'll be a nice little piece of satire that we'll throw through the show.
Okay. Also, you're going to be looking at Al-Qaeda versus ISIS.
Well, it's the big show off that everyone's been looking for.
I'm excited.
Yeah. Can we get a bookie on the phone? You know, sometimes you can get odds on things.
Yeah.
Can we work out what the odds are on who wins?
Do you think we could have, a gladiator kind of match off in the World Cup? 2020 World Cup venues.
Yeah.
I mean, it's in Dubai anyway, right?
It's nearby. They can nip over there, fight it out. Good idea.
Yeah, you know.
We'll write all this stuff down. Excellent. Now, I'd love to know what the odds are, because is it Paddy Power who will come on radio at the drop of a hat?
Yeah.
They might be up for just saying what the odds are on who wants to win. I'd be interested to know which one.
Okay.
Well, there's no way they'll speak about this, but it's worth. They'll offend people with their big trucks with jokes about migrants on it, so they might be willing to say something offensive about ISIS.
Let's hope so.
It's a tricky fight to pick, though, isn't it? Yeah. So that sounds like there's some heavy duty stuff in the first hour. Sweet mercy.
In the second hour, we're going to be looking at how to pronounce the one who shall not be named.
If ever there's a word you don't need to know how to pronounce, it's the word that you're not meant to say.
Exactly.
So, people, honestly. Get over yourselves.
And also, looking at bombing Mars for some reason.
What have they been doing again? Honestly.
Maybe we'll get a Martian on the phone and just say, why are you annoying us?
Yeah, well, the problem is, if we start bombing on Mars, then all of the refugees from Mars are going to want to come right here. Not elsewhere in Europe, because everyone thinks they always want to... Robin.
I don't know, I just heard that and was like, oh, look, it's the new 21st century version of the Big Bang.
Blowing up Mars, yeah.
Right?
As someone who has travelled to these shores, do you think it's the same? Because a lot of people, in general, probably drive in a taxi.
Mars in the UK.
No, I'm back to the a little brief step into the cul-de-sac of talking about migrants. Don't worry, I'll stop that.
Right.
I'll stop that pretty soon.
No, it's fine. You just had to...
And I don't mean migrants from Mars. That was my original kind of angle, but I probably don't believe what I said.
I haven't finished my coffee yet, all right. Just going to have to slow down people, a little bit. All right, go. I have
my second one, and the first one was an espresso. Boom! So I thought, a lot of people, taxi drivers, but people, say things like, well, the trouble is, right, they always want to come over here, don't they? Want to come over to England. That's a problem, isn't it? We migrants, always want to come over here. Have you ever been to France?
Yes.
Nipped over there. Get out, Gare du Nord. Oh, my sweet mercy, you can tell the area has had quite the influx of migrants. They aren't. I mean, they could just get on a train if they wanted to get over here. So clearly they don't want to.
Yeah.
They're living the dream over there. It's because they speak French. Mm. It's all to do. I think it's a language-related thing. If your main language that you learn is French, you don't want to move to the UK. It'd be a nightmare. People will hear you speak French and we'd hate you.
I mean, granted, American and English are very, very different languages.
Yeah, very much.
But I know it is. It's huge. I mean, that's one of the reasons why I moved to London.
Yeah. Was it last week when I came up with my idea that what we should have done? I think it might have been on a previous show. We should have copyrighted the English language. This is what we did stupidly as England. We invent this language. Don't put copyright on it. Everyone's using it all over the flipping world. We would have been... Oh, no, not a lot. Only a little... It's like whoever invented the MP3 codec, yeah? Mm-hmm. All those MP3s, if your browser can play MP3s, you have to pay a little bit of money to the Fraunhofer, whatever the people are who invented that codec. If we could have done the same with the English language, a small amount of money if your nation uses it, we would have had loads of money. We would have sorted out the deficit.
It's true.
That pen dropping was... That's like the radio version of Mike out.
Yeah.
Steve out, sold it.
I guess because English isn't a Roman language. It's not Latin. Just, right?
It's got a whiff of it, but it's also got some Germanic-y bits in there as well.
Yeah. So, because I don't know, like, technically, if we could have the whole thing. But international patent laws. Did you know that the Netherlands actually has a patent on everything to do with, like, water engineering?
Well, they own water.
No, just all the ideas with, like, the most up-to-date hydraulic engineering. So other countries will come to them and...
Really?
I really should have researched this more. It was in a conversation that the Netherlands basically knows everything to do with, state-of-the-art.
Okay. So any state-of-the-art new English words, and there's always a new story, and I'm amazed we've not covered it, of those pointless words. Manspreading. What was the one that added
shortening this year? Words? Like
portmanteau words, where you cram them together.
Brangelina. It's like with the... yeah, or that.
When you abbreviate something. Like
when you abbreviate.
No. But like...
you hashtag abbreviate like the young person over there.
Well, yeah, you're young. When you can't be asked to say the whole words, so you just say the first two syllables.
Yeah, abbreviate. That's exactly what he did.
Okay, I got it. I didn't know that was one of the words.
Well, no, I don't think it is.
Yeah.
Is it actually?
I think it is one of the, yeah.
I thought it was just...
Totes abbreviate. Hashtag.
Seriously? He's wearing hair product. You can't trust him.
The weird thing is, so am I, but thanks to being bald, not so my head. It makes me feel that little bit more special.
Wow. That I think we could do.
Yeah, so any abbreviations, modern words, we should be copyrighting that. I don't know how we got into this, but I think we've solved the world's problems yet again. What else is coming up in the third hour then, Adam?
Attack of the Giant Moths.
Oh, sweet mercy. Oh
yeah, apparently moths are coming over, and if you smell of fags and booze, you're in trouble.
Oh, well, that's most of the people Seriously? Who work here are going to be.
All the butterflies are pissed off. Coming over here, taking our light bulbs. Like, I just, yeah.
Yeah, butterfly. I mean, you know, isn't there meant to be something? It was on some episode of QI that there's no strict scientific definition of the difference between a butterfly and a moth.
Isn't a moth just dust?
They see when you kill them and they just, they just explode. Like it. A vampire in Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
I thought it was because they were prettier. Like, if you're pretty enough, then you can be a butterfly.
Oh, but these days I don't think you can express opinions on prettiness without being outed on LinkedIn or something.
Really? Yeah. You do it all the time.
You what, sorry?
I'm just kidding.
Cool, look at that butterfly. Look at the wings on that. Ooh. But I think maybe the definition of the difference is that, because you can't judge just on looks, but it does seem to be that moths are the stupid ones that circle light bulbs. I've never seen a butterfly getting its groove on about a light bulb.
That's true.
Yeah.
Solved another
one. Does it have to do with nocturnal versus daytime?
We've just invented Dayturnal. Can we copyright Dayturnal? I mean, no one will use it, but it might make some money for when people don't know the opposite of nocturnal. Okay, it might could be. Well, I don't think we're going to solve that one on the show today. But it feels like we're set, we're facing in the right direction. We've got some new stories and some songs to play.
Yes, we do. I'm surprised we're not really speaking about... I wanted to talk to a surgeon today to see if we could probably talk about David Cameron having his foot removed from his mouth from Friday.
What did he say on Friday? What was that?
Basically, he said something about Yorkshire.
He was caught dissing, saying that
Yorkshire people hate everybody.
Yeah, there was. He said like he was surprised that they hate each other. He just thought they hated everyone else.
Yeah, that's it.
Huh? No, I thought they just hated.